It doesn't take long for the sun to set. In the distance, I see the fire pit roar to life, and I hurry toward it. The flames crackle and cast shadows over everyone's shirtless bodies.
Scott, welcome. Come sit beside me.
Duke pats an empty space on the log. Thanks, Duke. I take a seat. So, what's the plan for tonight?
Whenever a new guy comes, I like to spend the evening doing introductions.
I glance around at the faces. There's only a half dozen of us, and I get the impression the other guys have been here for a long time already. Isn't everyone supposed to start a leadership retreat on the same day? What's going on here? I don't have time to ask questions, though. Duke points at Steve O'Neill, and the introductions begin.
Well, you already know me, but I'm Steve. The final years of my marriage were dry and sexless. When I first met my wife, we were animals. We'd fuck everywhere. In the car, in the yard, at our parents' house. It's a surprise we never got caught. I was the quintessential young rock star, constantly in the mood to use wet pussy.
My jaw drops as he continues.
But as we aged, we drifted apart. I stayed horny, but her libido dried up. It led to a constant state of frustration. But it was all a lie. It turns out she was cheating on me. She was secretly getting an endless supply of cock on the side.
Duke points at Ethan while I try to process Steve's intensely personal and graphic story.
I'm Ethan. I've always been shy and anxious. I had a few hookups back in college, but things dried up after that. Not that it mattered, though. I had a hard time keeping a boner around women. I always just figured I had a low sex drive, and that's how I rationalized my failures in the dating world. I threw myself into my career, building up a small fortune, but it never made me happy.
One after another, the guys go around the campfire, telling of their lives. They all have similar themes: cheating, psychological pain, sexual inadequacy, feelings of failure, and wealth. Something is very wrong here. Why are we discussing this shit? I want to leave, but that's not an option.
Your turn, Scott.
Duke eyes me.
Come on. The purpose of this is to build trust. I want you to open up to everyone here. This will be good for you.
All right. My name is Scott. I give a timid wave. I divorced recently. Found out my wife was cheating when I came home from work early. My college buddy was with her. In our bed. Fucking. She confessed that they've been doing this for years. Her unexpected work trips and late-night conference calls suddenly started to make sense. I feel so stupid. I'm not even sure any of my kids are mine.
Tell us more.
Duke nods encouragingly.
What did his cock look like?
What?
His cock. What did it look like when it was sliding in and out of her wet, dripping pussy?
Well, it was big. Really big. There was a squiggly, dark blue vein running up the side. It seemed to pulse while he bred her without a condom.
Was his cock bigger than yours?
Oh yeah. I've been feeling inadequate ever since. Mine is so tiny in comparison.
Figures. But you see, Scott, I can help guys like you. You were invited here for a reason. Every man around this campfire has been changed by me. Their lives were once painful and empty, but now they understand the world. They know how to attain happiness.
The men all nod in agreement. There's a secret?
Yeah, and I'm willing to share it with you. I don't think you fully realize just how lucky you are to be sitting here with me.
Duke, what's the secret?
It's complex. It requires a series of lessons to understand. I call it occupational therapy. It improves your professional life while also enhancing your personal satisfaction.
Like skill-building workshops?
Yes, exactly. Trust is the foundation of these exercises, which is why we'll begin your first lesson now. Trust 101, letting go of financial assets.
Wait, what?
You've spent your entire life laboring and building something for yourself. Your fortune is precious. It represents decades of hard work. It's natural to guard it closely.
Duke slides along the log, moving uncomfortably close.
Which is why it can also be used to facilitate trust. Imagine giving control of that fortune to another man, even just for a few moments. You'd be surrendering decades of your life. All those late nights and early mornings in the office, they would belong to him. Everything you've ever labored for.
It's the ultimate sign of trust. Just letting go of it. Allowing another man to assume full control. Allowing him to make the decisions.
But he could break me. It would be dangerous. My brows furrow in confusion.
Exactly. And you need to trust that what he's doing is for your own good. That's the exercise.
Duke reaches forward, slipping his fingers into my hair. Just like back in his office, I freeze up. He isn't getting lint out of my hair this time, though. No. He's staring into my eyes with a level of intensity that causes me to cower. Everyone is watching us, but nobody seems to think this is abnormal. What's happening? My heart pounds, my palms sweat. Duke is so close to me. The scent of his ripped, shirtless body lingers in the air like a hazy fog. It engulfs me, creeping into my lungs. The smell takes me back to gym class. Heavy, boyish, healthy. It's invigorating. A sense of calming nostalgia sweeps over me. And his fingers, they're so warm. So comforting.
What do you say? How about we try it? Here and now, just for a little bit.
All right. My vision grows unfocused as the dreamy scent smothers my brain.
Good. I need you to relax for me, all right? Just stare into my eyes.
Okay. I look into those green pools, watching as the firelight causes them to glisten like enchanted gemstones.
Don't stop looking. You can feel yourself growing calm and heavy, can't you?
Yes. My anxious heartbeat is slowing. It's growing a bit sluggish.
Feel the warmth.
He cups my cheek in his powerful hand. His skin is soft, his eyes are bright, and his scent. It's so hard to think straight. This man is all around me. I'm drowning in his presence.
Let yourself detach. Let the world fade away.
His deep voice slithers into my ears. The campfire and all the other men seem to grow farther and farther away.
Repeat after me, a man's power.
What?
Shh, say it.
A man's power.
Again.
A man's power.
Again.
A man's power. A man's power. My relaxation deepens each time the words leave my lips. I'm getting dizzy. Is it because of his scent?
Why did your wife cheat on you?
A man's power.
What was she missing?
A man's power.
Why are you here tonight?
A man's power.
What do you need in your life?
A man. A man's power.
Good, that's a good boy.
He strokes my hair, causing a chill to race down my spine.
Your mind is weak, Scott. You're bad at thinking for yourself. You make bad decisions. Life will improve if you develop trust. If you allow a man to think for you.
Accept his power.
Yes, exactly.
A thin smile curls at his lips.
How can you show trust?
My mind goes blank. My hands automatically begin moving down toward my shorts. They slip into my pocket and extract my wallet. I rise before carefully sinking to my knees in the dirt. My entire body is moving on autopilot. I don't know why I'm doing this, but it feels so right. I want it more than anything else in the world. Holding it with both hands, I raise my wallet up to Duke.
I accept your tribute.
He pulls the leather object from my fingers as a wave of powerlessness washes over me. I just stare up with wide eyes as he cracks it open, extracting a small wad of cash and shoving it in his pocket. One by one, he extracts the cards, looking them over before tossing my wallet into the dirt. I pick it up while he pulls out his phone and attaches a miniature card reader. All that's left is my ID. He took everything.
This is an important exercise, Scott. You've just got to relax into it. Trust that a man is making the right decisions.
Yes, yes. He swipes one of the cards. My phone vibrates, and I pull it out to see a notification from my bank. $100 charged. I wince. He swipes again. $200 charged. I was feeling so relaxed, but that's vanished. Extreme adrenaline floods my veins, causing my fingertips to vibrate like I've overdosed on caffeine. I stare up at his ripped, muscular body, my eyes locking onto his nipples like they're hypnotic spirals. He swipes again, $500 charged. Duke, sir.
Shh, doesn't it feel good?
What? I look down between my legs to see something terrifying. A tiny tent is growing beneath the fabric. This extreme sense of helplessness. It's doing something to my body. I'm getting hard to this.
Don't think about it too much. Just ease into it and enjoy the ride.
$750 charged. $1,000 charged. $1,500 charged. Mmm! A weak, effeminate noise escapes my lips as I begin rubbing between my legs. I don't understand what's happening to me.
Feel my leash tightening around your neck, tightening around your brain.
2,000 charged. 3,000 charged. My bank shuts off the card due to potential fraud, and he moves on to the next one. 4,000 charged. 5,000 charged.
You're doing such a good job, Scott. You're letting Duke inside your life.
Don't stop rubbing. Condition your cock to love this. This is so pure. So beautiful.
My mind reels as panic pulses throughout my body. This is terrifying, but it feels incredible. I need to keep touching myself. I don't want to stop.
It's called a drain.
Duke throws my cards in the dirt and laughs.
There are many ways to show obedience to a man. You can let him fuck your body by opening your holes. You can let him fuck your dignity by cleaning his toilet. You can let him fuck your life by sending him money.
I'm getting fucked. My eyes well up with tears.
And what are you getting fucked by?
A man's power. The guys all rise and drop their shorts, revealing their cocks. I stare with a stupefied expression. There's something wrong with them. Duke's cock is thick and tan with squiggly veins. It reminds me of the cock that fucked my wife. The other guys here. They don't even have cocks, though. Between their legs, metal objects gleam, tiny cylinders made of bars, each has a miniature padlock on top. It takes a moment, but I realize what these are. Chastity cages. Ethan and Steve wear golden cages. Some of the men wear silver cages, and others wear copper. I don't understand what I'm looking at. This all feels like a surreal dream.
A chastity cage. It's one of the most brilliant devices ever crafted. Queer boys grow up in a society that doesn't understand their needs. As a result, they become selfish and disobedient. They spend their free time on hookup apps, having trashy, risky sex to fill the void within them. Most refuse to admit it, but what they truly need is the stable guidance of a superior man. The chastity cage forces them to confront this fact.
I don't understand.
By locking the cock, a queer's sexuality becomes bottled up. Over time, your sexual cravings become extreme, and your deepest yearnings bubble to the surface. It's paradoxical, but locking the cock frees the mind.
And it's a physical symbol of commitment to a man, like a wedding ring.
So you're all property? My jaw drops.
That's right, Scott.
Duke grins.
You see, every boy who lives at my compound is assigned a rank based on loyalty, obedience, and sacrifice. The more you give, the more valuable you become. Rank is indicated by the type of chastity cage you wear. Copper boys live in those shitty cabins. Once you graduate to silver, you live in rooms above the mess hall. And my golden boys, they live in the manor house with me. They sleep at the foot of my bed.
I'm not sure why, but a pulse of excitement races up my core. The thought of devoting myself to a man. The thought of sleeping on the floor while he rests in a bed. It makes my erection twitch. Could he be telling the truth about all this? Do I have secret yearnings that I've buried deep? I want it. The words drip from my lips.
Are you sure? Service to a man requires hard work. It requires sacrifice. I'll allow you to continue attending skill-building workshops, but I expect discipline, sexual, domestic, and financial. You'll be locked in chastity. You'll maintain the grounds and clean the facilities. Each morning, I'll expect a tribute of cash. Show that you value my guidance more than physical possessions.
That last line causes me to hesitate. Growing up, my family didn't have much. My mom was a single parent who worked two jobs to provide for us. I worked hard so that I could be financially stable as an adult. The thought of giving that security away, it causes me physical pain. If I do this, my family would be mortified. It would become such a dark, shameful secret. It would eat away at my mind, hollowing me out from the inside. It would damage me. It would hurt me in ways that extend beyond emotional. It would have tangible, real-life impacts on both of us. It's not a game. It's not role-play. It's something sick that most people would struggle to even comprehend. My quality of living would diminish, while his is exalted. But he deserves it. Kneeling here, looking up at his healthy, athletic frame, I feel smaller than I've ever been. He's a man, a real man. Yes, sir. I lower my eyes. Please lock me. Please train me.
Good.
Duke nods and motions for me to rise. I do as he says, standing while the other guys move in close. They pull down my shorts, stripping me nude while Duke pulls a copper chastity cage from his pocket. He smacks my erection hard, the pain causing it to slowly deflate. I just stay motionless, trying to process what's happening. The metal is icy and unpleasant as he inserts my soft cock. The cage grips it tight, pulling down toward the ground. It feels like my dick might fall off. The padlock clicks, and he sits back with a satisfied expression. He drops the key in his pocket while I look down at my tiny, shriveled cock. The mere sight of it causes my cheeks to flush. What have I done?
Kneel.
All of us obey, our cock cages glistening in the firelight. Duke just surveys the scene, a half dozen men kneeling at his feet with their eyes lowered. This is perverse. This is sick. But it feels right.
It's time to consummate the bond.
Duke stands and turns around. I gaze up at his broad back. The dim light casts shadows over the thick mountain ranges of muscle, guiding my eyes down to his narrow waist. The sight is breathtaking. I've never been one to look at other guys, but there's so much power on display here. How could anyone look away from this? An ache radiates from my cock. It's trying to plump up in the cage. What the fuck? Anxious sweat begins beating on my skin while I stare down at it. The more it hurts, the more it tries to get hard. It's a twisted cycle of pleasure and anguish. What's happening to me?
Relax, buddy. Just look up at me. Just focus on my body.
I do as he says, feeling my terror normalize as I stare at that tan, commanding back. It causes my stomach to flutter. It causes me to feel good.
Seal the bond, Scott. Come forward and kiss a man's ass. Kiss the ass of the man who locked your dick. Kiss the ass of the man who took your money. Kiss the ass of the man who entered your mind.
Kiss the ass.
Kiss the ass.
Kiss the ass.
The group begins chanting while reaching out and running their fingers over my skin. They pet me like a dog as I crawl forward, feeling my semi-plump cock flopping from side to side. I'm moving automatically. It's like my cock is in control. I'm getting dizzy again. I stop before those round, muscular ass cheeks. A light dusting of hair runs up the crack. It's matted with sweat. It emits a heavy, damp scent that makes me weak. I just need to kiss. Leaning forward, I place a single innocent kiss atop the cheek. The skin is smooth and warm. As I pull back, a vague, salty flavor lingers on my lips. The world rocks from side to side while my mouth opens, uttering words I don't even understand anymore. A man, a man's power.